there just a moment actually to just enjoy the sound of the rain as August draws to a close and we are coming towards the closing of the dragon year. It's one way to look at it. And we have been, the words that are coming are deep in the belly of the earth, of the dragon. And this entire year has been almost as if we have been sat deep in the belly of the dragon or of the earth, of that deep, wise, feminine energy, cleaning house, removing the rot, for want of a better word, the rot that is or has been within our deepest foundations of who we are. And so here we are in this place. We've just been through the 7-7 and the 8-8 portals, which for me feel very, very interwoven this year, very, very interwoven. And then as I'm saying this, my hands are moving in that caduceus chakra shakti energy, kundalini rising energy, crossing and interweaving from that depth. And this is what we've been doing. And so the 7-7 and the 8-8 portals interweaving in this way, it's almost as if they are cleaning house, deep in those foundations and in the human personality aspect of us too, in the world around us. And so now as we come into this ending of this year, this time frame, we will begin to pull these threads together. And that in itself is an integration, right? And so this is what I feel drawn to offer you today, is a space to sit in the belly of the dragon, sit in the belly of the mother, the the earth, whichever wise old feminine wisdom word sits right for you, a womb space, somewhere safe and cozy where the elements can be heard like the rain in the background, to allow yourself to be immersed in the deepest, most ancient wisdom, love and support, because we have been working. Maybe it hasn't been clear in our lives, maybe in our lives, in the external reflection, everything's been very chaotic this year. But that is a inverted reflection of the work that's been happening. Context for me this year has been very, very inward. I have struggled to offer. I've only had the capacity for my inner world, my family, my home, and through surrendering to that, I've found a strength. And I'm getting to know that strength. I'm getting to know a different version of myself. And so this is what this is how I interpret what we're moving through right now. And so today, the space, closing your eyes and imagining that space, that depths, the belly of the mother, the safe haven, the cozy cave, the warmth of the sun as you lie upon a beach, just take yourself somewhere safe and connect in with the deepest, most divine elements of you that have been working to rectify, reclaim, and strengthen your inner foundations. So I'm just going to pull a card or two for some support. Where it's been the 7, 7 and 8, 8 portals, I'm working with the Netaru, the Anubis Oracle. Let's see which of the ancestors of the nature spirits comes forward. So we have Sekhmet, number 7, transformation. Riding three snakes, three serpents, the equivalent of dragons to the Egyptians. And a 7 again, another 7, and it is the sacred purpose. Your sacred purpose. This is what we've been building, the sacred purpose. In the belly of Sekhmet, deep in the womb space, holding of the most fierce and compassionate feminine energy that is Sekhmet. And our sacred purpose is the coming together of those two elements, that the inner and the outer, the masculine and the feminine, and finding ourselves, finding that strength, finding that next foundation of who we are, and speaking it into being, becoming who we are, another deeper layer. So just allowing all of that information that we've received, the 7-7, to just fill us. So with sacred purpose, it's Ptah, Nut, Nut, Geb, and Anubis. And with Anubis, we can find all of nature, all of the Netaru within ourselves. He's the guide that has walked the path before us. And so, breathing into this space now, breathing into a sacred space, the belly of the mother, womb space, safe haven, closing your eyes and settling. You may wish to lie down. There will be sounds from the drum and from the gong that follow. And just allowing your inner workings, your energetic blueprint, your energetic foundations to breathe life into you from the deepest depths of you. And so allowing the drum and the heartbeat to help you to soften into that space. As you relax, surrender and receive. Deepest soul blessings to you as you ready yourself to rise.